the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And playoffs, we got them started tonight in the NBA with a pair of playing games. We'll have some picks in that particular pair of contests here in a minute, but let's go ahead and do what we always do here at the start of the pod and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, whether it's in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, or Wild Card, Lundy. It could be elsewhere. What is your favorite plus 100 odds or greater wager on this taco slash always tequila Tuesday?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the NHL playoffs coming up in bonus time because tonight, for the most part, is just going to be me watching to see exactly how everything shakes out in the Eastern Conference, because last night was wild. Like, basically all these weird scenarios that had to happen did happen.
Wow.
Which means it's all coming down to tonight, which is just fascinating. But I'll tell you what, let's go to the baseball diamond. And I'm picking this guy in part because of some stats I'm going to give you, and two, because I picked him last night and he didn't do it. Jorge Soler, shall we? Let's talk about him going yard against those Miami Marlins this evening. Plus 310 over at DK. And by the way, folks, shop around. Saw this as low as plus 270. So if you are going to roll with me here with him, make sure that you're shopping and you get the best value possible. If you want to do total bases and go a little safer, go right ahead. If you want to take his HRR, go right ahead and do that. Guess what? I'm betting all three, okay? Right now, he is on a four-game hit streak, okay? And that's after going 0-for against, of all people, the Washington Nationals in a three-game homestand by the Bay. Now, all of a sudden, he's down in America's Wang. He did only go 1-for-3 for me last night, including getting hit by a pitch when I thought for sure it was going to be the at-bat that was going to send it over the wall for me, but it did not happen. So I'm going right back to that well this evening. Who will be on the mound for those Miami Marlins? It will be one Ryan Weathers. Do you know who Ryan Weathers sucks against? Righties. He is allowing a 297 batting average against those right-handed hitters with an 869 OPS. So yeah, I'm putting all that together and saying I missed him 24 hours ago, but I say Soler will be showing me the light tonight and sending one over the wall.
I love that call. Number four at batters hyphen box in their hitter ratings today is Mr. Soler. So it's an excellent call based on the matchup alone. Let's go with the NBA playoffs. And we're going to look ahead a little bit past the playing games. I think the Indiana Pacers are going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks in their series. Three seed versus number six seed. Of course, the big news that Giannis with that calf strain, probably not going to, you know, at least suit up for at least one game and maybe the entire series. So very much in doubt. Obviously, the Bucks still have some firepower there, the arsenal on the roster, in particular with Dame Lillard and, of course, Brook Lopez. But you look at Milwaukee, man, they are limping into the postseason. Number 19 in net efficiency rating over their last 15 regular season contests. Negative number, actually, in that category. They've been well below average when you're looking at adjusted offense efficiency, adjusted defensive efficiency, and they're not going to have their superstar on the floor for at least, again, game one of this showdown. Meanwhile, the Pacers, net efficiency, their last 15 games entering the postseason, numero dos. They're only trailing the Boston Celtics, so they've been white hot, to say the least. Of course, Tyrese Halliburton, a guy that can mess around and get a triple-double any single night. He's dropping dimes left and right, and I think he is going to spearhead a fluid offensive execution across the board as the Pacers take the series against the Bucks, plus 140. Grab that yesterday at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's get some more plus money on the board and significant plus odds. A little two-leg parlay, and I construct this at BetMGM in the world of Major League Baseball. Leg numero uno, give me Aaron Judge. I need a walk, just one free pass, and I need Schwarbs, Kyle Schwarber, over 1.5 HRR. That stands for hits, runs and RBI. And of course, that's a combined total there on that over 1.5. Put those hands together, plus 174 at BetMGM. To be honest with you, I thought Judge was going to open at 1.5 on the walks prop, and I was willing to take the over because he has gone against Toronto in 3 matchups already this season. 2 walks, 2 walks, and 2 walks. Yeah, they're wild, apparently, for him. And a storied history against Yusei Kikuchi, who is lays a little smoochy in the box score when he faces Aaron Judge. They have gone toe-to-toe 20 times in their MLB career. And you look at Judge, 6 walks over that span. He's on pace right now for 152 base on balls this season with an extraordinary 20.3 base on balls percentage on the young year. And Kikuchi has posted a 4.02 walks per 9 mark so far this young season. Meanwhile, with Schwarbs on that over 1.5 in the HRR category, he's already done this 9 times on the young baseball season, 13 for 30 against left-handed pitchers. And he's going to be facing one today. And Austin Gomber, the Goomba, is going to get smushed there from Colorado. Schwarber, 13 for 30 with a 1,174 OPS against Southpaws this season. He's also 1 for 5 lifetime. And that one hit was on the long ball variety against the Colorado pitcher, who is posted, get this, Lundy, a 40% sweet spot rate and 15.6% barrel rate. When guys are playing bat to ball off a Gomber offering, they're tattooing it, to say the least. Whether at home, on the road, it doesn't matter. And of course, this falls in the narrative that Lundy always tails. Fade the Colorado Rockies when they're on the road. So to recap, two-legger, Judge over 0.5 walk. Kyle Schwarber over 1.5 HRR, plus 174 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Well, first of all, let's go back to what you just hinted at a moment ago. Folks, if you haven't been paying attention to the spreadsheet, if you take the opposition, the home team when the Rockies are on the road, and you take them on the run line, it is 7-4 this season, and we're up 2.9 units. We lost last night because of the extra inning affair that took place. I don't think that's going to happen. The Rockies managed to muster it up at least once in each road series. But yeah, we're up 2.9 if all you do is continue to take the opposition when the Rockies are on the road. So this plays perfectly into that when we talk about just how absolutely awful the Rockies are. And Gomber, Gomber, Goomba, garbage, lots of words that start with G apply to him. And Aaron Judge for a walk, like this is like a gimme. I'm laughing at the fact that this is not sitting at a 1.5. More walks to come. Yes, follow this one. And by the way, MGM at plus 174, that's sexy.
Oh, baby, let me apply a little lipstick to make it even more appealing. It is downright desirable, this little two-leg option at numero cinco.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get a pitcher market on the board, and let's go out west. And I can't believe I'm back in an Oakland F, but I am. Give me J.P. Sears, Roebuck and Company, on the over 16.5 outs against the visiting St. Louis Cardinals at a minus 110 juice, and still very affordable and viable there. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Sears is quote-unquote, I guess, the ace, you could call him, of the Oakland A's, though with a 5.170 ERA on the season, 6.23 xFIP, suggests some more rough outings could be on the way. But here's why I like this prop. A, the St. Louis Cardinals are just number 23 so far this season in weighted runs created according to Fangraphs, and they're number 23 also in that category against LHPs, which Sears is. On top of that as well, Sears, in his last 2 games, he went 17 outs and he also 19 outs. So he went 6 innings in one and over 6 innings in the other. Don't strike out a whole lot of guys. 4.02 K per 9. My only sticky issue with him are the free passes allowed at 3.45. So if you can minimize that damage and keep that pitch count suppressed, I think J.P. or Sears is going to work the 5 2/3 innings needed to get to the 16.5 outs. I think he's going to complete six innings in total in this game. So again, Sears over 16.5 outs against the STL -110 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
It's an Oakland player. Why?
I'm sick. I'm sick of the head, apparently.
You absolutely are to be doing anything associated with Oakland. On principle alone, I'm going to fade you just because you're like, I can understand. Like for me, I'm doing stuff with the Rockies where I'm looking at the team, right? I'm like, it's the team. They can't do anything. They're not good. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands right now. But I can't trust it with Oakland, even at home, even against St. Louis. I tell you what, I just pure principle, man. I followed you too many times here in the last few episodes. I'm fading this one. I think Sears gets to, maybe you're going to get hooked. Maybe it's right here. You're going to get screwed. Or the karma gods are coming after you for actually putting money on Oakland.
Let's just be honest. Lundy is more of a J.C. Penney guy than is shopping at Sears. But I say, grab a cart, slap down some plastic, and let's buy everything in the damn store.
Number 3.
Numero Trace here on the Fade at 5 podcast. Let's go back to the Colorado Rockies and Philadelphia Phillies matchup. And let's side with the southpaw on the bump, and that is Ranger Suarez taking the ball for the Philadelphia Phillies. I say he gets the victory. And instead of, you know, playing the money line, this is a sensible way to do the same thing effectively. If you think the Philadelphia Phillies are going to win this sucker, chances are they're probably going to get a sizable lead through six innings, maybe even more. And Suarez is going to do enough damage on the hill to limit opportunities for Colorado to play some guys. So for him to record a dub, it's just -105. Very attractive juice there available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Suarez, he has been lights out this season, already 2-0 in three starts, over 17 innings pitch, and an otherworldly 6.33 walks to base on balls ratio. That's really obscene. You never really see that. So he's had some pinpoint accuracy, and he's had a lot of success against Colorado previously. In four career starts against the Pebbles, he's 3-1. And on top of that, too, the Rockies 2-9 straight up away from the Mile High City. And they're number 24, according to Fangraphs, in weighted runs created. So put all together, Ranger Suarez to record the W against the Rockies. -105 at DraftKings. Lundy, already know the answer, but good sir, fade or follow.
Moving on. I'm serious. Save room and bonus time because it's not worth talking about this BS. Folks, you get a halfway decent starting pitcher on the other team.
Yeah.
Halfway, like I don't even need it to be an ace, okay? You need a halfway decent starting pitcher. One of the best ways that you can bet the Rockies when they're on the road is this one right here. Because, for example, I told you, I'm on the run line again. This is it's on the spreadsheet, folks. It's an auto bet until I tell you otherwise. And right now, the Rockies, the Phils on the -1.5 run line are a -120. So you can play that, like I've hinted at, and like I've already done. I did it last night as soon as the line came out. Or you can go with Suarez like this and get yourself an extra 15¢ worth of juice.
Oh, baby, Ranger Suarez, shut him down, pulverize those Pebbles.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Feed at 5 podcast. Let's go with the NBA plans, and let's look at that monster matchup. And one, it's going to be really entertaining. And, you know, it's really rare in playing scenarios to get some of the matchups that we're going to see. But in the game that is going to take really center stage tonight, we got the Kings and we have the Warriors. So on this SGP, here's how I'm going to play this. Give me Domantas Sabonis, naturally. I'm running out of opportunities to bet on this guy. And I love laying down some action on him. Give me him for 10 or more rebounds. Give me Sabonis, 8 or more assists. And give me the Golden State Warriors. So unrelated, related parlay approach at Jackson the Juice, even on the alt spread of +8.5. And you get it at +110 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Let me get a little background here on Sabonis. The rebounds should be like automatic. Let's be honest. I think he's done this in like 90% of the games this season. So we'll just gloss past this. The 10 boards, I'm not going to really sweat out. Now, the assists, I need 8 or more. The standard line's at 7.5. The standard juice on that at BetMGM, it is -155. That's why I'm playing this in a parlay, because I think he's going to hit on the standard line. He went 7 assists, so fell just short in one of the matchups against Golden State. The other 3, 8 dimes, 10 dimes, and 13 dimes. So he's done this in 3 or 4 games against the Warriors this season. In the month of April, averaging right around the average of 7.3 assists per game. He's been over in 4 of his last 8, but look at the Warriors. They rank number 14 over the last 15 games and most assists allowed to opponents at 26.7 per contest. So to recap on this SGP, Kings, Warriors, NBA playoff play-in, Sabonis, 10 more rebounds, Sabonis, 8 or more assists, and the Warriors on the old spread, +8.5, a cool +110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
This is the one I'm actually looking forward to this evening. I am too. But obviously I'm sitting here in Denver, so the Lakers-Pels game is actually who's going to decide who the Nuggets play in the first round. So obviously I'm interested in that one, but this is actually the game that I'm more interested just to see. Can Sabonis and company send Steph to the sidelines and out to the golf course, let him go participate in some pro-ams over the course here of the spring and summer and miss out on the postseason? I think they can. I like how you built this one. I think it'll be a close game, but I actually think Sabonis can take care of business and send them packing.
Ooh, muy interesante. Sabonis flirt with a triple-double and build up that sweat with the Warriors.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade at 5 podcast. Let's go to the other NBA playing matchup. We got the Lakers and we got the Pels. And I'm going to go with Trey Murphy the third. And it's only appropriate I'm emphasizing the third because I need exactly 3 threes made from him. Give me that over 2.5 made 3-pointers. You get that right now, plus money, +105 at BetMGM. Yes, I know Brandon Ingram's going to be in uniform. Yes, I know Najee Marshall is also back in action. That will limit somewhat the minutes for Trey Murphy the third. But in the last game with those guys on the floor, he still played 32 ticks in that one. And guess what he did? Uno, dos, and tres, made threes, which has been a frequent occurrence here in the month of April. He's averaging 3.8 threes made per game on 8.9 threes hoisted per contest. That is a 42.3% hit rate from way downtown. He's gone over the summer in 5 consecutive games, and he faced the Lakers recently. He played 32 minutes in that one. Oh, and guess what he did? Uno, dos, and tres made threes, mi amigos. And look at the Lakers. That has been a struggle point from them for much of the season, but over the last 15 in particular, they have allowed the 5th most opponent made threes per game at 14.3 at a 38.3% clip. So put it all together, Trey Murphy the third. Get me 3 threes made. So in that over on 2.5, +105 at BetMGM, my best bet on the board on this Tuesday for all the tequila. Lundy, fade or follow?
First of all, I disagree. I think your best bet on the board was all the way back at number 5 with Schwarbs and Judge. I think that's your best bet on the board, which, by the way, at BetMGM right now, you had it at +174, if I recall. It's actually +187 now.
So if
you feel like doubling down, you can get even more juice on that one. I'll roll with you with Trey Murphy. Like I said, I just don't think that this is your best bet. I think the SG, the two-legger that you did with Judge and Schwarbs, is the best one that you've got. Because again, if you can pick on the Rockies, anytime you can pick on the Rockies, please do. And do it frequently. That's what I say.
That's my life story. I've always attempted to do that, but I've gotten stiff-armed by certain people in my life. But with that kind of dance around in your head, let's go to a little bonus time. Lundy, good sir, you have the floor, mi amigo. What else do you like on your betting menu tonight?
Let me throw a couple things at you here. First, I said we'd talk about the games on the ice. We have a total of 9 teams. nine teams that are playing their final regular season game in the NHL this evening. Then it sprinkles in across tomorrow and Thursday as well. But tonight is when the Eastern Conference picture will get pretty clear. Basically, to summarize, if you haven't been paying attention, and I don't blame you if you don't, because you're probably like Brad, the Washington Capitals control their destiny. There's four teams vying for the final wild card spot right now. If the Capitals win tonight on the road against the Flyers, it's done. They're in. Ovi and company are in. Old man Ovechkin can be able to be in the postseason. Then from there, there's all the different convoluted, like if this team wins, but does it in overtime and all that kind of crap. So what I did is I've got a two-legger for you this evening. One of the teams that desperately needs to be able to win, and they've got an opponent on the road that they should be able to do it with, is the Detroit Red Wings. They're on the road taking on Les Habitants. They're taking on the Montreal Canadiens. I'm just going to take Detroit on the money line, and then I'm going to take Washington plus 1.5. So I'm taking them on the puck line. I think the Caps can win this game and be able to, like I said, control their destiny and roll right into the playoffs. But they also can do it if they make it at least into overtime against the Flyers, because they basically just need a point to be able to get past this. So I'm going to say that Washington's either going to win or this thing's going to wind up in overtime. So I'll take Washington plus 1.5, take the Red Wings on the money line to take care of Montreal, because those two teams are playing at the same time, so they don't have the ability to know what the other one did this evening. And that's a plus 126 over at DraftKings. I do like that one quite a bit. Speaking of the Washington Capitals, here's a two-legger same game you can do. These guys on the same line, whether we're talking about 5-on-5 or we're talking about the power play, give me John Carlson, who's got 4 points in his last three games, to have a point, and give me Alex Ovechkin to have a point as well. I think Washington's going to come to play tonight in the city of brotherly love. If you put both of those together, Carlson for a point, Ovechkin for a point, you're sitting on a plus 118 over at DraftKings. Now we go back over to Major League Baseball. I almost did this, Brad, as my favorite plus bus bet of the day. Give me Kyle Hendricks to allow over 6.5 hits.
Ooh.
The contest against the Diamondbacks in the desert this evening. Hendricks has done this, let's see, so far, three games, 9, 8, and 9. That's how many hits he has allowed. And again, this line is sitting at 6.5, and it's plus 105 for him to allow at least 7 hits. And guess what, folks? If I go back to last season and add in the games last season, he did it in 4 out of his last 5 games last season. And oh, Brad, guess what? 2 of those were against the Diamondbacks, for crying out loud. So take the over on 6.5 hits for Kyle Hendricks, plus 105. Pretty much universal there. I found it at DK this morning. I found it at Caesars. I also found it over at ESPN. Gleyber Torres and Alex Verdugo, give me each one of them for a hit this evening, plus 110 at DraftKings. Both of those guys own exactly a .400 batting average lifetime against Yusei Kikuchi. Javier Baez, give me the over on his HRR at a minus 105 over at ESPN against John Gray. He's 4-for-6 lifetime, including a home run and a double. And then let's talk about some walks, shall we? I know these boots were made for walking. You talked about Aaron Judge already and built him in that parlay with Kyle Schwarber. I'm going to take Casey Mize to have over 1.5 walks in the game for Detroit early today. So you got to jump on this one early, okay? I'm going to take Yusei Kikuchi over 1.5 walks allowed in his as well. We've already said that we expect one of those to be against Judge. Hell, he might walk Judge twice. And then if you want to snag one in case you miss the Detroit and Texas opportunity, the other one that I like this evening, Henry for Arizona. The Cubs are up there, top 8, I think, in MLB in terms of walks so far this season. And so I think Henry will do that. If you consume this early enough to be able to get that Texas-Detroit game, which starts at 1 o'clock Eastern time, if you put all three of those together, it's plus 384. If for some reason you miss it, just package what's left. But I think each of those guys is good for allowing at least 2 passes. And then let me see here. One more for you real quick. Austin Matthews for the Toronto Maple Leafs is sitting on 69. Nice. nice. Goals on the season. He's minus 105 to score tonight against Florida. I'm going to take it. I think he wants to hit that 70 mark. I think he's going to do everything he can to score. So I will take Austin Matthews as well. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who, for some reason, is in a sport coat from Illinois.
Hey, man, I'm getting fancy because I got to do television as soon as I get off with you. So I got to fly through my bonus time selection so I can act like a jackass on the old boob tube. Let's go with the team. Huevos, parlay play of the day. Let's go out west. The Dodgers somehow lost at home last night to the Washington Nationals. Killed my bankroll in the process. But, oh, happy Patrick Corbin Day. He's taking the hill for the Nats. So all this SGP, give me the Dodgers on the money line. Give me the Dodgers to score four or more runs. Give me Teoscar Hernandez to get a hit. And give me Will Smith. Oh, yeah, the man in black there to get a hit as well. All four of those legs hit. A cool plus 175 at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, give me a little bit of background here. Dodgers are number 9 in weighted runs created. Washington number 20 in that category. I don't care who the Dodgers is going to be tossing out there on the hill. They should pile up a ton of runs against Patrick Corbin, who is straight up trash. Everybody knows it. Meanwhile, you look at the Dodgers. Will they score four more runs? Well, they're averaging at 5.26 runs per game already this season. They've scored exactly a hundo in their 19 games played. Again, their top 10 in weighted runs created. Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, going to set the table for the next guy here on the list, and that is Teoscar Hernandez, who's gotten a hit in 7 of his last 8 games. Usually tees off against southpaw pitching as well. He's batting 300 this season against LHPs. Now, he's over 3 against Patrick Corbin in his career, but sample size, Evans. I don't think he's going to have a whole lot of difficulty seeing him a second time around. Then Will Smith, 7 for his last 11 games, he's got at least a hit, and he's batting, and let me check my notes. This is correct. 474 against LHPs this year. He is crushing lefties. Plugging him back cleanup tonight, and all I need is a slap to the outfield. He can take over with Vince. I don't care what variety it is. Just find some green space or the bleachers, and we cash. So to recap, the team, Huevos, parlay play that ASGP style, the Dodgers money line, the Dodgers four more runs, Teoscar Hernandez a hit, Will Smith a hit. Put those hands together, plus 175 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere in bonus time, Gleyber Torres, I just need a single, and I think he's going to get it against Yusei Kikuchi. A pitcher he's definitely laid a lot of smoochies on in his career, 10 for 25 lifetime. And of those 10 hits, 7 have gone for just a single. He is a career 271 hitter, decent against LHPs. He's got a single in 4 straight games and already had a single early the season, the last time he went against Kikuchi inside the batter's box. So all I need is a single. It's plus 100 odds at DraftKings for Gleyber Torres, so I am backing that. Elsewhere, give me on another little parlay action. I tell you what, here's what I did, Lundy. You were talking about Kyle Hendricks, right, and how much you love the hits over. So let's do this little SGP on the fly. Give me Kyle Hendricks, 5 or more hits. I built this at DraftKings. So Hendricks, 5 or more hits. Hendricks for a walk. I like the standard line on the over 1.5 walks, which you can wager at plus 100. Diamondbacks are top 5 in walk rate. Against right-handers, are number 2 in Major League Baseball in walk rate. And Hendricks has been over 2 walks. And all we need is 1. And 2 with 3 starts, he's actually issued a free pass, at least 1, and all 3 turns in the rotation. Give me Tommy Henry to get a walk. Another guy, a propensity to walk guys. You've already outlined that. The Cubs, one of the highest walk rates in Major League Baseball, so we only need 1 there. Give me Tommy Henry, also to issue 4 hits. A guy that can't get slapped around, light tosser. I think the Cubs will be able to do some damage, even with, say, a Suzuki not needed for him since he was on IL. And then give me the over, Arizona, 2.5 total runs in this game. Which they should be able to do at ease at home. Only scored 2 last night, but Hendricks, man, has been a misadventure on the mound, to say the least, so far this season. So to recap, Hendricks, I need a walk. Hendricks, 5 more hits allowed. Henry, 1 or more walks allowed. The Diamondbacks, over 2.5 runs. And Henry, 4 more hits surrendered, plus 115 at DraftKings. Not the sexiest juice, a lot of legs that got to, you know, break your way. But hey, man, we're trying to build bankroll. And I think all of those lines are entirely achievable. All right. I think I'm out of picks. Oh, last one under Garrett Whitlock on strikeouts, number 4.5. He's taking on the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland just number 24 in strikeout rate. They had one of the lowest strikeout rates in Major League Baseball last year. High contact team. I know Whitlock with a 10.05 K per nine has been excellent this season, but his 3.61 XFIP suggests there's going to be an ERA correction. And he's only got a 25.5 call plus swinging strike percentage so far this year. So he's not exactly hitting his spots and forcing a whole lot of swings and misses overall. So a bit deceiving there on that 4.5. You're thinking, oh, he's got to crush that with ease. No, I like that under minus 130 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, we're out of breath. I'm out of time. Do us a favor, would you kindly? Sign up for a free account now at thegamingjuice.com. Fresh baseball content on that site every single day. Lundy's rolling out his NHL picks. We have other writers rolling out NHL selections. We are going to have majors in some of the picks there in the PGA world. Already had some of the Masters coverage. We're adding more and more content all the time. And my fantasy football ranks, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends are live. Yeah, preseason, if you want to get your feet wet on the gridiron. I have ADPs, little blurbs, and they're going to be adjustable all off season long as news and notes comes out. Go check it out right now, all for free at thegamingjuice.com. Also, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And fade to follow us on the X of the Twitter. You can follow Lundy at Nate Lundy and follow me at Noisy Huevos. One last one of the Gaming Juice, Lundy's NHL picks. All his picks live on that site absolutely free. I do the same thing as well. So again, we never put a pick behind a paywall and get seduced by the juice there at thegamingjuice.com. All right, we got to get out of here. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.